This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Catherine Muse, and I'm just
Catherine,
calling to see,
hi.
do you know where we're at right now?
With what?
With me appealing this?
Oh, let's see what's going on. One second.
Okay.
Miss, I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can check. Okay, please hold.
Okay.
Miss Catherine, you have Mr. Jeff with you, right? Your husband?
Yes. Yes, he's here.
And you
Can you hear
guys,
me?
yeah, did they come into the home for the appeal yet or no?
They haven't come here, no.
Did they send the letter? Did you
They didn't
re
send a letter. I didn't get a letter from them.
Okay. Let's see what's going on. Let me check, check, check. James Hogan, correct?
Huh?
I'm sorry, no, hold on. The wrong sheet. Let me see. All right, let's call the state. Let's find out
Okay.
what's going on. What's the holdup? And tell them, hey, I wasn't approved for services. My husband and I weren't approved, and we really need it. Like we need it. And if they say, oh, but you had an assessment and you didn't meet level of care, I want to try again. I want to try again.
Okay. Okay.
Remember, you're your biggest advocate. You and your
What do
husband.
I say to him?
So you're gonna tell. First of all, let me check. Let me go in the system. Let me see what the heck happened during your assessment so I can tell
Okay.
you where and what happened. One second. Because I can read the notes and then we can fix that together because I can teach you what to say and what not to say. Give me one second. Catherine, how do
Okay.
you spell your last name? Is it Muse?
Yes.
And the first name is Katherine.
Yes.
And your date of birth, Miss Catherine.
10/7/1960.
And give me your DCN number, your Medicaid ID number.
Medicaid ID number. In just a second. Let me get it on my
Take your
purse. Hang
time.
on just a second.
I'm glad you
Just a
called
second.
because this we need to be on top of this, okay?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
0/1/7/2/8/7/6/8.
All right, let me check that for you. Okay, please hold.
You said they're trying to get somebody in here for you too. Let me come in. They'd like me to talk to you. I know what your family can do, and I know that. But they're trying to get somebody to come in and talk to you. From the state. They're approving. She already said you could. Man, I'm going to tell her not to worry about you because I don't want to get in trouble with you. No, you can't. She just looked it up and she said you could feel have they come out and they're supposed to be out on you. She said they're supposed to be coming out on you too.
They go ahead and prove
me. All right, Miss Catherine. I'm actually in your assessment and I can see what happened. Okay. So you're supposed to score 28 points. When they came into the home, remember all the questions that they asked you? It generates a score. Okay, So you only, out of the 28, you scored a 12. It doesn't mean that you're not eligible.
He made me nervous. Made me nervous and looked at us like we were. He was a very mean man. He was. And he lied, too.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what we need to do, okay, because we're going to get to this together, all right, for you and your husband, all right? So what happens is that when they come into the home, they're looking for a level of care that to someone equal to a nursing home facility. That means that you have to answer yes to personal care. What does personal care mean? Anything hands-on on your body. Tying your shoelaces if you needed it, going in and out the shower for stability, assisting you getting up and off the sofa.
Well, see, I do need help with that.
Exactly.
I do need help with that, but I tried to tell him that.
I understand that, but you didn't answer those questions when they asked you. So you only scored a 12.
You know, because he made me nervous.
I know.
You can tell he didn't want to be here.
Right. So don't let nobody intimidate you when they come into the home next time, okay? You tell them how severe you feel on the worst of your days, okay? And I also want you to show them that it's you're limited in range and motion. You're limited to what you can do. And tell them you really need this assistance, okay? We're going to put this through again, all right?
Okay.
Catherine, I need you to write down some information because we're going to fight for you on this end, all right? Just let me know when you're ready.
Let me get a pencil.
So it's been more than 90 days since you...
We filed it again a couple of weeks ago. Me and you did.
Yeah, we tried, but it didn't go through. You didn't get notifications, no calls, no nothing, right?
No, nothing.
So we're going to find out what's going on. What's the holdup? Why aren't they assisting you, okay? Because we did put it in. I see it here.
Well, see, how do I? When he comes down here, he lets you know that he don't care. He don't. He's a very mean man, and I tried to tell her that, and she wouldn't listen to me.
Well, he's new too. They just hired him just a year or two.
He don't. When he first walked in, he said, "You two don't look like you need assistance."
He didn't really know much.
This is us. It was assigned to a Jason Lankford, correct?
Yes.
I see the assessment here. You know what? You could always tell them when they call you back to schedule your new assessment, tell them that you don't want the previous worker.
I don't want him. He's just going to do it again. He lied on me. He said I could walk. He said I'd climb stairs. I haven't climbed stairs in 6 years. I cannot walk without my walker, you know? And he says I can, and I can't. But they take his word over mine.
Right, because he's the one that's visually inspecting the home. So you know what's going to happen the next time a worker's going to come into your home, right? You're going to act very disabled, all right?
I'm not even getting out of my chair.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. All right.
I ain't even getting out of my chair. See, I can't do it.
That's it. That's it. And you tell them, I need help getting off and off, on and off the chair. I need help, you know, tying my shoelaces. I can't put my socks on. I need help getting in and out the shower. Like, I need help. That's all I need you to say.
That's a lie. I do need help getting in and out of the shower.
Okay,
I need
good.
Help when I wash my hair.
Okay, good. All right. Now I just need you to have some information in front of you. Let me know when you're ready because we're going to call the state right now. All right. So, again, we're going to ask them. You're going to tell them that you and your husband were denied services and you're calling again because you want to know how can we resubmit an application for services. You still need home care. Your health is deteriorating. So is your husband's. Okay.
Yeah, my husband's doing it with somebody else.
No, I ain't doing it with nobody. I ain't even been
proven
that. Is he receiving services now?
No. No, they say he's not approved.
My doctor records and my lung doctors and them didn't get him in fast enough, they said.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to help you now. I'm going to be the one that's going to be guiding you through this, and I'm going to teach you the questions so you can answer them correctly, okay?
She's going to get you through.
Yeah, they couldn't help
me. Catherine, don't worry about what happened in the past. Let's just move forward, okay? Let's stick to this plan, okay? We're going to call the state. You're going to let them know that you put in a new request for services because your husband and you were very nervous the day the assessor came and you didn't feel comfortable with him. And, you know,
I didn't.
Right. You can express that, okay? You don't want him back in your home. You didn't feel comfortable with him. You don't need to say, you don't have to go into details. Just let them know that, okay? Also, you're going to let them know that you're waiting for your new assessment day. You want to know if it's been assigned to a worker. You need help at home, okay? They're going to tell you, oh, we see here that someone tried to put in a new request. You're going to tell them that the agency that's assisting you is Deluxe Home Care and that, yes, we did it online, but you haven't heard from anyone. So that's why you're calling to get an update, all right?
Okay.
All right. Do you still have all our information, Ms. Catherine?
What do you mean, all your information?
My name, my phone number, the agency's information. You have all that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I called
all
you
right.
on it.
Okay. Please hold while I get you a state rep on the line, okay? Answer questions you're asked. Don't go into don't volunteer no information. You're calling to see if they have received the notification that you're requesting a reevaluation. You want a whole new reevaluation because your husband and you, your health is deteriorating. All right? And you need help.
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you a state specialist on the line. Please hold. Wait, before I do that, you're calling for you and your husband, and you're calling because you're interested in the CDS program. You have that written down?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Please hold.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward.
Home and community-based services, this is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
Yes, me and my husband. We applying was turned down twice, and our health is really getting worse. So I was wondering how we go about. We've sent in another application for home care, and we really need it. So, do you know where we're at now?
Let me get some information from you. Yes, ma'am. Let me check for you. Okay. What is your first and last name?
Catherine Kathryn. And my last name's Muse, capital M-U-S-E.
Thank you, Ms. Muse. What is a good contact phone number for you, please?
417-726-2268.
Thank you. And your date of birth, please?
October 7th, 1960.
Thank you. And I see that you've already put in your MoHealth ID. Yes, we have your online referral. Okay, that came from Jasmine, all righty. And the notes here are saying that the status is they are ready to schedule your face-to-face. So that when it says ready for scheduling, that means that you're going to be getting a phone call any moment now to schedule a face-to-face. So, yes, it is in process.
Okay, well, Okay, but I was going to ask you something. That last guy that came out here makes me nervous. Can you send somebody else? I couldn't even talk to him. I was nervous. He made me nervous.
I don't know who your assessor is going to be, ma'am. You know, I don't know if it'll be same person.
Well, the same person probably won't do any good because he sit here and told me he didn't think we were, before he even came in the door, he told us he didn't think we were going to be approved. So he's not going to do anything for us.
Okay, ma'am, here's the deal. I don't know who your assessor is going to be. You know, once we submit the referrals, they are assigned to assessors. Now, here's what we can do. If he calls you, if it's the same one, I don't know who it'll be, you can let him know that you request someone else.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
that's your right.
Okay, because he made me nervous,
okay.
And I couldn't even talk to him right, because he's made me nervous.
Okay, and make sure you let him know, hey, let me talk, you know, or, yeah, I do apologize. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm serious. I'm a little passionate about this. So, yes, you have the right. If it's the same assessor that calls you to schedule the face-to-face, if you're not comfortable with him, let him know. Say, you know, I appreciate it, but I'd rather work with another assessor. What can you do to make that happen?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, that is your right, Ms. News. Yes, I don't want you ever to feel uncomfortable because I'm putting myself as if you were my mom because my mom's 80 years old, and I know doggone well if she's not comfortable, we're going to change it, you know, or I'm going to suggest she changes it. Yes. See, I need my mom to have the best quality of life, and I want to make sure you have it also, Ms. News. Okay?
Thank you very much. That's the first time I've heard this since I've been trying to do this.
Well, I do apologize, but we've got you covered. You have an option. You're not stuck, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is home and community-based services. We want to make sure you're happy and content. Yes.
Okay.
And I also want to tell you, whatever agency that you've chosen, whatever worker is, are you going to have the agency to send a worker to you?
I have a worker that I'm going to have work for me.
Awesome. Okay. I didn't know if you went with the, I'm sorry.
I went with Jasmine, but they're not sending the worker. I got a worker that I'm going to have work for me that she's already working here, but she's really getting behind because she's not being able to pay her bills because she's here working and helping me, you know?
I gotcha. Well, I just wanted you to know, I didn't know if you had a different one. I also wanted to let you know, if you're not ever content with whomever you have as your worker, you know you have the option to change that too. I know you like who you have. If things change, you can change her too.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you wanted to change it to agency model, you have these options, Ms. Muse. If you say, oh, I don't want consumer with someone I know, if you wanted to try a stranger, I mean, you know, a worker from the agency, you can do that as well. You have these options. You're not stuck. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
I'm
well,
glad
Ms.
nobody
Muse, I wanna...
told me all this.
Well, yeah, I also want you to know something else, too. You know with modern technology... Used to be a time when our phone rang, we could see exactly who the name and number of who's calling while we're on the phone or off the phone. Well, now we get so many spam calls, you don't know what's legitimate and what's not, right?
Yes. That's
so
right,
Keep in mind, I told you, you're going to be getting a call any day now from an assessor to want to schedule a face-to-face. It's important that you answer every call. If you do not, because it might say state of Missouri, it might say unknown, or it might say spam, okay? If you don't answer the call, you miss it. If you have a voicemail, they will leave you one message with their name and their callback number, okay?
Okay. They haven't called yet.
No, they have not, ma'am. They have not. Okay.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. You gave me a little hope.
Yes, ma'am. You're good to go. So don't forget, if you're uncomfortable, just, you know, let them know that I prefer, you know, to work with someone else. This is your right. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. You saw? You see what I'm telling
you? Is that all right?
I got you, Catherine.
Were you on
me? Yes. Yes, you did really well. So what's going to happen is that request that we put in, it's going to get assigned very soon. That means they're going to be calling you to schedule that in-home assessment. We did it. You girl, we did it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Now, when they call you to schedule that assessment, your next call is going to be to me. Jasmine, my assessment is this day, so we could review all the questions they're going to ask you and Jeff. Okay?
Okay. Keep, as soon as you call, I'll call you back.
Keep my information readily available because you're going to need it, all right, when they come to the home.
I have it right here.
All right, Miss Catherine. And let Jeff know what's happening so he also knows.
Okay, he can hear you. He hears you.
All right, Jeff, you hang in there, okay?
Do we need? I didn't get my medical register. I need in.
My lung doctors. Maybe I should have gotten.
I forgot to get my medical records. Do I need them? I
can probably call and get them. When they call to schedule your assessment, ask them what are they gonna need. They usually need a list of your medications, a list of your disabilities, and your doctor's information. I don't know if they're gonna ask you for medical records because they usually, if they do need that, they'll call the doctor themselves.
Oh, they'll call the doctor themselves.
Right, but you're going to ask them, what do you need the date of your assessment? So if you do need anything, you have time to prepare.
Okay.
I told you.
I
told you we were going to get this time, didn't I?
Yeah, we did it anyway. We did it. I'm so happy.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Just hang in there, okay?
And I'll call you as soon as she calls.
Yep.
As soon as she calls me, I'll call
you. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.